Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Wendy Nola joining us now to answer all of your consumer-related questions. If you have any questions, you can still send them through, WhatsApp them to 061-792-9495, and we will answer those, or at least Wendy Nola, a consumer expert, will. Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. Good to be with you.
Oh, good to hear you crystal clear. So here we go. Here's our first voice note that's been sent through from
Tia.
Good morning, East Coast. My name is Lily. I would just like to find out from Wendy. I got married just before lockdown, literally a week before lockdown. The people that done my decor has still not refunded me my deposits. I've emailed, I messaged them during lockdown. And I've messaged him a few weeks ago asking for my deposits. The company literally just reads my message and does not respond. What can I do in that case? Thank you, Lily.
Okay, so there we go. Well, how can you help Lily there, Wendy?
Issue with lockdown. Obviously, a lot of people paid deposits for events that couldn't happen because of lockdown and restrictions. So it's a slight difference. If you are cancelling now for a wedding that was scheduled for, say, November or December, in other words, it could go ahead, right? With certain restrictions, it could go ahead. Then it's a bit tricky. You have to negotiate very carefully. There's no such thing as a no refund policy. That's illegal in terms of the Consumer Protection Act. There has to be a reasonable cancellation penalty. If it was cancelled due to in the lockdown, hard lockdown, when a wedding could not possibly happen, then legally you're entitled to a full refund. I think in terms of fairness, as we keep talking about, if you're willing to sacrifice some of the 10-15%, something like that, that would be fair, because the service provider, you know,
the reasonable,
but that's the reasonable part. But yeah, so it depends whether how much of a refund you would be due would be depend on whether you absolutely couldn't have the wedding at that time, or whether you're deciding to cancel because you don't feel that you want, you know, you wanted a huge wedding and now you can't have it, and so you know, you want to cancel. So there's a lot of degrees in there.
I think Lily's problem is that they're not responding to her, so like they're just ghosting her.
She got married.
Well, I think she's not legally married. She's talking about the reception. She doesn't have the reception.
Yes, so that's what's happened. At the beginning of lockdown, people were thinking about postponing, and then as the months went by, so many couples got back to me to say, look, we got married quietly, and we want our refunds. Like, absolutely illegal. If there's ghosting happening, all I can suggest is that I will do my best to see if I can get hold of them. Maybe we should be doing a little naming and shaming. I feel sorry for these suppliers in many ways, but you know, doing the responding like this is not going to do you any favors in the long term. Reputations are based on how you respond in times like this.
Hello, Wendy. We got this question on Tuesday with Ashton, but I thought maybe it's more of a Wendy Nola question. So it's from Sister Bettina.
Okay.
Sister Bettina said, what can I do if I paid for a chalet before lockdown and now the owner is refusing to give me a refund?
Same story applies as with this wedding story. They don't say when the booking was for. Presumably for lockdown, that then couldn't happen. Do you know?
Paid before lockdown. And now the owner is refusing to give me a refund.
It's not saying when the booking was for, but I assume it was during hard lockdown, and that they couldn't actually go, in which case they are most definitely entitled to a full refund. As I say, you know, give and take. If you want, these places have all been battling so much. If he wants to sort of say, look, I'll accept a 10% or 15% fee that you keep, so that you don't lose out completely, that's fine. But legally, he's entitled to a full refund, no question.
Okay.
And then, Wendy, good morning. I've got a question here for you. I made an offer on a flat on the 13th of September 2019. It's now August 2020, so it's obviously written last month. I still don't have my home. I've applied for finance, and now I have to reapply for finance because the seller and conveyance lawyer don't seem to be doing their jobs. I'm not sure.
Okay. This is, are you not sure? I'm not sure. This is the problem with my job. I get sort of half stories.
Yeah.
And then I have to go back and forwards 40 times to get all the information. So I can't, that person, if you want to just forward it to me, I'll engage with them and get all the information so that I can respond appropriately. Yeah, thanks, Kerry.
Perfect. That's always an option. If you want to get a hold of Wendy, you can just send the message directly via her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, and there's a mail option there. But we do have her live right now. So if you have any burning questions about any consumer issues during lockdown, you can send your WhatsApps right now.
And the number is 061-792-9495.
This is a question for Wendy, please. We have a gym contract, and because we see ourselves as being higher risk because we stay with my in-laws, and my father-in-law has a heart condition and high blood pressure, we feel that we can't see through our gym contract. And also, while we were in lockdown, the gym just provided the worst service. They were taking our monthly payments. I kept on needing to reverse it myself each month. It was just not a very nice situation with the gym. There was no communication from them at all. So for all these reasons, I want to cancel my gym contract, and the gym is insisting that I pay 50% of the balance owed until the end of the contract.
All right. Can you help beyond there, Wendy?
I'm going legal.
Okay, so this is another extraordinary thing, a situation where we've got a COVID-19 situation when some people are more high risk than others. Although gyms have always been approached by people who whose medical situation changes during their gym contract term, and now they want to terminate. Mm. So it's just a variation of that. So contractually, according to what he signed, you are responsible for paying the full amount for the full 2 years or 3 years or whatever you signed up for, whatever's on your contract. And if you want to cancel early, they can charge what the CPA calls a reasonable cancellation penalty. Reasonable being based on many factors, including what is normal in the industry. Hmm. So, for example, 30 to 40% of remaining subscriptions for the terms is what the bigger guys tend to do. So I would say under these terms, they could still charge him something. He's broken the contract. But in order to be reasonable in light of COVID-19 and the high risk that he doesn't want to bring to his family, that should be a much lowered fee. And he's very welcome to email me and let me know how that negotiation goes. Mm. And if I feel it's unfair, I'm happy to wait. But it's going to have to be a negotiation around that term reasonable.
Okay, yeah. Bjorn, I can confirm that Wendy goes to these gyms a lot, and it's not to work out. So it's Wendy Nola Consumer. No, this is a bug. This is a bugbear for Wendy.
What you kind of said was kind of yucky.
Also, it's a bit her. She doesn't work out. And
Wendy gets me, guys. I don't need to explain to you. Okay?
I say nothing.
I'm a party for life. Tula season.
All right, so Wendy Nola, I've got a question here for you from a Kerry Miller. Wendy, I literally flew on Fly Saf Air this last weekend. I took a flight from Durban to Lanseria, and it was very interesting. I was hearing kind of eavesdropping of some of the other people on the flight, commenting on the fact that we had to social distance before the flight, while we were waiting for the flight, after the flight, but during the flight,
but not on the plane.
It was packed, Wendy, shoulder to shoulder. And I heard someone, let's call her Karen, asking whether it was within your right to demand an empty seat next to you, if social distance is in fact supposed to be a thing.
You can't demand it. When you're booking, if the seat is next to you is available, you can pay an extra 750 rand for that middle seat. You'll have it free, you'll have it empty, but you do have to pay extra. There isn't any legal obligation on the planes, either in South Africa or anywhere in the world, to do the social distancing thing on the plane. In other words, to keep that middle seat empty, although FlySaf has told me, because many people have complained about this, has told me that they leave those to for booking last, the middle seats, but I think that's normal anyway.
Yeah.
So the short answer, Kerry, is HEPA filters. Planes have HEPA filters. filters. It's basically part of the air conditioning system. All the air in the plane gets recirculated, sent through filters, and before being, so in other words, continually cleaned. And the only thing that the planes locally have to do is keep the last aisle absolutely free. They may not book anyone into that last aisle in case somebody falls sick on the plane. Although I don't think COVID-19 is that kind of a disease where you have a sudden onset of illness. But anyway, that's all they have to do with it. They can book every other seat on the plane perfectly legally. And for people who've gone through all the social distancing up until the point they board the plane, that's obviously going to feel very odd indeed.
Yeah.
But it's all about that HEPA filter. And I think time will tell how effective they are in terms of transmission.
Thanks, Wendy.
Transmission.
Basically, if the Minister of Transport was Mkhize, you'd have a space. But because it's Fikile Mbalula, you don't. Because the aeroplane eats the virus.
That was not his finest moment.
He did say that. Wendy, just quickly, one more question here. I live in a complex and the landlord is billing high rates for water and sanitation. Is there any specific amount they can charge, as currently the water is 55% higher than the municipal rate and the sanitation is 88% higher?
That's unbelievable. I don't know how he knows that, but he clearly has proof. And it sounds like some profiteering going on there. Absolutely not okay. I will need to see that. If you'd like to forward that to me, I'll get in touch. But yeah, it sounds like he's got proof, which is exciting to me because that makes it easy for me to wade in.
But anyone else listening, what would they do under that circumstance if they've got proof?
Well, they must get proof. A lot of the time, the landlords won't pass on the bills, and you absolutely must. You can't bill anybody for anything without substantiating it.
Mm.
And then, look, you know, argue for a refund or for that practice to stop. And if they don't give notice, I mean, there's just, you can take it to the rental housing tribunal, which is, you know, it could take some time. But the short answer is you never accept hyperinflation on the actual costs of the water and electricity that you are consuming.
Okay, and Wendy will fight that fight for you. Go to Wendy's Facebook, Wendy Nola Consumer, and you can mail her directly from there. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.